My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. A friend made the suggestion recently that I share some solo building tips. I've been a solo builder and designer since 1983. First might be the question, why go solo? The honest answer is, I never really considered anything else. For me, it works. In terms of tips, that's surprisingly challenging. I recently stumbled upon a cooking technique that I thought brilliant. I was making pasta and planned to top it with pesto. Just before straining the pasta, I went to pull the pesto out of the fridge, and hey, I had some spinach. I thought, why not put the spinach in the strainer and see if it cooks down when I strain the pasta? It worked perfectly and is my new go-to technique. I was so thrilled, I made sure to share the suggestion. The next two folks I told already did a similar thing. They tossed the spinach in the pot just before straining. So, as I come up with solo building tips to share, it's with the caveat that, for all I know, everyone does it like that. So for the next few weeks, some technique. Some of these are specific to solo work, some are just efficient practice. Most everything on site starts with a lumber delivery. I tend to only get delivered what I need for the task at hand. The less stuff on site, the better. Less to work around, less to walk away. Materials do better stored flat and tidy in a lumberyard rather than on site. When I unload a delivery, I stack it near where it will be used. And I don't stack what I need first at the bottom of a pile. If the delivery is being boomed, I make sure to let the yard know what goes on top. I'll always use a boom delivery like a crew. For example, I don't want a second floor subfloor delivered to site until the second floor joists are in place. That way, I can have the subfloor boomed right where I want it. Once the second floor subfloor is down, I'll have the rafter and roof deck materials boomed onto that working platform. And with the roof decked, shingles get boomed directly to the roof. Once that roof is on, I'll have the sheetrock boomed in upstairs prior to putting in the final window. Anything that saves me from carrying materials is a good thing. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.